Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
After 6 months of dating, his girlfriend sends him a random text message saying, we need to break up because I have trust issues. And he's doing some self-reflecting. And he's like, this just isn't, it's not settling right with me. I feel like there's something else there. And he wants to know if he did anything wrong that led to the split. If you ever have a dilemma or if you need some advice, you can always go to theburtshow.com, shoot us an email, and we can read it just like this one.
Good morning, Burt Show. I am a 63-year-old man who got divorced in December 2019 after 23 years and moved to Raleigh. I listened to Kristen back when she first got to Raleigh. I enjoyed being single for over 3 years, no dates by choice, and started going to the mountains of North Carolina every other weekend to hike. In February this year, I was set up on a blind date with Donna, a 60-year-old female, by my coworker, her daughter. The first 3 dates went great. We decided to be exclusive. After about 2 months, she used the L word first, and I reciprocated. We went on overnight trips and a long trip to the mountains on Memorial Day. I met her other daughter and mom, and she met my mom and my brother and his family. We talked almost every night. My mom's birthday is August 11th, and we made plans to celebrate with her. Our last phone combo was August 8th and ended with the usual, I love yous. We only texted on August 9th, 10th, and 11th, and there was no love ya from her in any of the text. On Saturday morning, August 12th, I got a text saying we need to go our separate ways, that she is having some quote-unquote trust issues, and I still have no idea WTF she is talking about. There's been no communication since then. I have tried. I really do not need closure to be able to move on. I may want to date again, and I would like to know if there was something I did that contributed to the ending of our relationship.
Oh, it's like he wants a relationship report card, just but with only one ex.
Exactly. So that I don't repeat it. And why couldn't she talk to me about it rather than breaking up via text? I know it has been 3 months since the quote-unquote dump. I just know I allowed myself to be open and vulnerable because I thought we had that kind of connection. Can you find out what I did? Thank you for considering my request.
Oh, good to know that dating doesn't even get better when in your 60s.
Abby, are you over here like, no.
It's like, it doesn't improve ever. Oh my gosh. Well, I do really feel for him. I mean, I think this is really heartbreaking because it sounds like you were really into Donna. And for it to come out of nowhere, I know can be incredibly blindsiding, especially when you feel like when she's saying she has trust issues, it feels like she's pointing at you and saying, I have trust issues because of you. But I don't think that's the case, because I do think women in particular, I do think guys do this too, but I think when a breakup happens, sometimes you have to pick one thing to say just to be able to sever the relationship. And maybe it really is trust issues on her part, but it could be a much deeper issue, as maybe she's feeling like she's a little bit afraid to commit. Maybe she thought she was ready for a relationship and she wasn't. And so she just needs to give you an explanation that doesn't sound like it's putting anything on you, but is still giving you some kind of reason and not just ghosting you. So it's possible that it could be something that you did, but because I'm just guessing here, I think she just needed something to tell you about how to explain her feelings in a very quick and concise way so she could end the relationship.
It's just such a bummer because they were using the L word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like it moved quickly, but it seemed like it moved quickly because you have talked about, Abby, that the speed of a relationship is as long as both people are on the same page as far as how a relationship is progressing, that's all that really should matter.
Yeah, you've got to be running the same race and you've got to be at the same pace. And so it's great that it seems like things were moving at a very steady pace that you were both good with. But I mean, it's very possible that maybe the pace of the relationship started to freak her out a little bit. I think there's a power struggle in the beginning of a relationship where it's kind of hard to flip the switch, especially if you've been single for a while. And it can be a little scary to be like, oh gosh, like what does this mean for the future? And you can start to spiral. So she may even look back on this decision to break up with you and regret it because maybe she's just self-sabotaging. But yeah, I don't know what's going on in her head, but I do really feel for you.
Yeah, I feel for him too. I would imagine dating is probably even harder at his age or at their age. And to go from love yous and family being involved to such a fall from grace and then get just a simple two-word text about why somebody is splitting, I can definitely see why that would play take a toll on your mind and you want answers. And I get that. I do think that as good as it is, I think it's a great thing to look within yourself and relationships in and figure out what did I do wrong. Sometimes you didn't do anything wrong. Sometimes it really is that the other person is can tell exactly what they're telling you. Maybe she really just does have trust issues. But I can understand why in this type of situation, he would really want to find out what exactly went wrong from them to go to the L word to that so quickly.
Yeah, the question that breaks my heart is like, he goes, can you find out what I did? I mean, he very well probably may not have done anything, but I mean, he gave us her information. So hang tight. We'll, you know, Tommy will try to pursue it and see if we can find out anything for you.
The Burt Show.